Let's go. Let's go.
This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona on Eagle 98.1. Presented by Good Eats Kitchen. Order online at mygoodeatskitchen.com.
So National Bison Day was last Saturday.
I remember.
This Saturday is Louisiana Day.
The whole state?
I guess so.
The whole day?
So Louisiana Day, at least at Good Eats Kitchen.
Good.
So they're celebrating by any Louisiana-inspired meal. If you buy one, you get the second half off. So
that's cool.
A great deal. Qualifying meals include like black and red fish, their lemon grilled Gulf fish. Their shrimp is Gulf shrimp, and it is so good.
I know you love the shrimp.
The Thai coconut
shrimp. I love the black and...
Redfish
as well.
A
little piece of cornbread on there as well. And the mix of vegetables they have in there, it's the bed that the fish is on, is fantastic. Even like the peppers in there, they're awesome.
Good Eats is so good about making vegetables that you normally wouldn't eat. I mean, they're so good. My kids won't even like, you know, would never touch vegetables, but they love everything from Good Eats. That's the whole chef-inspired type attitude.
So eat them.
Eat them. GoodEatsKitchen.com. MyGoodEatsKitchen.com is their website. Click where to buy. 3 locations in Baton Rouge and 1 in Lafayette.
So today, November the 5th.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, on my time hop memories, I had a status update from 8 years ago that said, today is the best day of my life. And that's all it said. When I woke up this morning, I was like, what was so great that happened 8 years ago?
Well, it was arguably the last really great day of LSU football. It was 8 years ago today that LSU went to Tuscaloosa and as the number one team in the country beat number two Alabama 9-6 in overtime.
It was a great day.
It was a great day. It was also the last time, as we know, that LSU's beaten Alabama. How about this little factoid? Chris Felica, the Bear from ESPN's College Game Day, he tweeted out today, over the last 40 years, there have been 5 times that the number one versus number two team in the AP poll have played in the regular season, and the number one team was the underdog. So does that make sense? So in 40 years, it's happened 5 times, 1 versus 2, where one was the underdog. All 5 times, the top-ranked team won.
One.
Including 2011 with LSU beating Bama. And here's hoping Saturday
they
make
it
6-4-6 with LSU having an opportunity to go on the road. Obviously, he's the number one team and an underdog in Tuscaloosa. Report from AL.com, they do expect Tua to play. And maybe the more interesting point, I mean, shocker, right, is that AL.com citing sources saying people are going to be surprised at just how effective he is. So maybe a little further along this time than last year when Tua had the ankle injury, a similar surgery. The other thing tonight, Michelle, is the first college football playoff rankings.
Yes.
And we talk so much about polls and everything, but this is really all that matters.
Right.
What does this committee think? Now, my guess is you'll have LSU 1, Ohio State 2, Bama 3, and Clemson 4. I think that's going to be your top 4. But again, this is all going to shuffle. You've never had a year where the first 4 in the rankings, that first rankings, all made the playoffs. So a lot of football left with a month to go in championship weekend as well in December. So we'll get our first sort of eye test as what the committee's thinking tonight.